So the Secret Gardens tour consists of a dozen gardens, mostly private gardens, in and around Saratoga Springs, and they run the gamut from very compact, cleverly done in-city lots to sprawling rural properties that have gazebos and water features and paths and a labyrinth, and it's a self-guided tour. And you can see as many or as few of the gardens as you like. All of the money raised helps support programs that improve the lives of women and girls locally and globally. And the gardens are fantastic. I've seen most of them. There's a two-level gazebo overlooking a pond and streams and wetlands that people can climb up and look at. There's a garden that has natural hallways created by a canopy of trees that you can walk through. One garden has a hosta collection with more than 1,800 distinct cultivars of hosta, which is tremendous. And there's koi ponds and colorful gardens, English gardens. So there's quite a nice variety.
How did this event get started? You mentioned this is the 25th anniversary?
Yes, 26 years ago, I guess I'd say. One of the members of Seroptimus at the time had gone on a garden tour in Connecticut and then came back to the group and said, you know, I think we could do something like that here. There wasn't anything quite like it in this area. And it sort of took off, and it has just grown and grown each year. It's become a traditional event for a lot of people. They come with, could be daughters and mothers and husbands, and people come from half a day's drive away and spend the day, and then they might stay for, have lunch or dinner in Saratoga, and just really enjoy the whole experience. Even if you're not a great gardener, you can be inspired by looking at beautiful gardens. It's a very pleasant way to spend the day.
What is a soroptimist, actually?
Soroptimist is a coined Latin word, so sor for sister and optimist. It's supposed to mean best for women. So to help people to spell it, I think of sor, S-O-R, as like the beginning of like sorority. Sor optimist, S-O-R-O-P-T-I-M-I-S-T. And actually, our website is soroptimistsaratoga.org. So it's an international organization. They have a voice in the UN. They are in more than 100 countries. And there's other ones in the capital region and in New York and all over the country. We do public service projects. We help women returning to school to obtain their degrees. We provide scholarships. We give money to people who are trying to do all kinds of things locally and around the world to improve their countries and their communities. I can tell you that in Saratoga Springs, Seroptimus was started 40 years ago by my then publisher, who was a woman, and other businesswomen and business leaders in their community. They were not allowed to be part of, say, the Rotary or other service organizations. And so they saw the need to come together. They wanted to perform service and have an opportunity to network and socialize as professional women. So that's how the club started in Saratoga. They investigated, you know, what are our options. There was already a club in one of the other capital district counties at the time, so they helped us get started in Saratoga. So that's how it got started here.
You mentioned scholarships and networking. Are there certain things that the club has been up to in Saratoga over the past year or so?
Saratoga Seroptimus has a very close link with Wellspring, used to be called the Domestic Violence Services Task Force. We provide a program with them where we are mentoring and offering free classes to victims of domestic violence to help them get on their feet and obtain their financial and legal and emotional independence. That's one of our keynote projects. We also have a new one that's getting off the ground called Dream It Be It, which is working with at-risk school-age girls and helps provide mentorship and different types of programs to help them have a brighter future. And then we give thousands of dollars to a pretty long list of organizations, and it could be, you know, 2,000 here and 5,000 there and 3,000 here for organizations and individuals that are doing programs that are part of this mission.
And so what makes this year's event different from past tours?
Aside from it being the 25th and revisiting a few, there's a couple of things that are new. The Pitney Meadows Community Farm is actually on the garden this year, and that's a unique, it's a 166-acre farm on the west side of Saratoga Springs. It was going to be possibly sold for like condos like everything else in Saratoga, I suppose, but the owners of the property agreed with the city and a conglomeration of local people that is now a nonprofit property, a nonprofit community farm. And there is a 100-bed community garden on this site. There's a monarch butterfly way station. There's a grandmother garden. There's a fairy house maintained by the Girl Scouts. So there are dozens of individuals and community organizations that now use sections of this property to have community gardens. So it's going to be preserved forever, something that people could stop by on their own to see, but it's going to be more of a planned presentations at that garden. And then at Skidmore College, across the street from the main campus, you can't see this from the road, but behind this building called the Surrey is an alumni memorial garden that was created by alumni of Skidmore College in memory of some of their classmates who had passed away. And it was the class of 1957 that created it. And it was in disrepair for a while, and now it's been brought back to beautiful life. So that's going to be a new element on the tour.
Do you have a particular garden that you're looking forward to most?
Well, I am the captain of Susan and Ted Collins' garden at 339 Clinton Street. And so I am partial to that garden. They've been on, this is going to be the fourth time that they've been on the tour, and it is just beautiful. It's actually behind Skidmore College. I don't know if you've ever heard the term Saratoga Springs prides itself on being the city in the country, and this epitomizes that motto because you are still in the city. You're right behind Skidmore, and yet you feel like you're in the country. And they're the garden that has this new two-story gazebo. They have a greenhouse. They have paths. And even though Clinton Street has become kind of a busy street, you feel like you're in another world when you're walking in their gardens. So I so appreciate that they're back on the tour.
So let's talk details. If anyone wants to check out the Saratoga Secret Garden Tour, where should they go and what should they know?
Tickets that have been reserved online can be picked up Sunday outside the visitor center in Saratoga Springs, starting at 10:30 a.m. And also at 10:30 a.m., that's when the day of tour tickets will be sold. We'll be set up outside the visitor center from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. So we have a nice kind of a heavy stock 8-page program that contains a map where the gardens are located, suggested driving directions, list of some sponsors, an explanation of what Soroptimist is. So when you get your ticket, you find out the drill. Behind the visitor center is a garden that's maintained by the Saratoga Heritage Garden Club, their memorial garden. And that's a nice way to just start the tours, to take a peek back there and meet those gardeners.